Welcome, everybody, boys and girls, people of the world. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Chat Pack Podcast, where each week we gather around and talk about this, that, and the other thing. I am joined by my illustrious co-hosts here. I got one of them here, Caleb Cole.
Paul, I actually made it here today. I didn't delay.
You did make it here today. Technically,
this is supposed to be recorded yesterday.
I was going to say, you don't get to say like that you're not like out of the woods. You know what I mean? You made it appear as if that you came.
Am I in the doghouse with you? Is that where our relationship is gone?
100%. I mean, it's
I'll accept that.
Yeah, you definitely were in the doghouse there.
You know what? I'll make it up to you guys by giving you some of the beer that we brew. That's the reason I missed yesterday, is because we were brewing a coffee beer, which now, as I'm saying that, Trevor will love and Paul hates. So I think that's perfect, honestly. I think
perfect. That's how it works out. Speaking of Trevor Heim joining us, the man who makes the whole show happen. Trevor, you're a little pixelated on my end, but how you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm sorry that I'm pixelated. I'll try to clear that up for you.
I think that it's hard for the camera to capture all of the mustache.
That's true. Your facial hair has gone to that length. You look like you're in that one movie. I don't know the name of it, but they're like a secret police force or something, and they're like
with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, I think it's with Robert Downey Jr. You know what I'm talking about?
And the art style, like they filmed it. No,
Tropic Thunder.
They filmed it for real, and then they added like a filter over top of it that made it look kind of animated.
Yeah, it's like an art. Yeah, it's like art.
It turned me off of the movie, to be honest. Like I didn't watch it because of that.
It's like a real Trevor Heim looking movie. Trevor, you look great on the stream though. So you know, I'm
we'll
Discord,
just
I don't know what's up, but anyway,
just cut that part out, Trevor.
This is the Chat Pack Podcast, where each week we gather around and talk about this, that, and the other thing. Streamed live when we record the episode at twitch.tv/chat_pack, plus some exciting stuff coming soon. I am returning to the great state of Ohio in roughly a little under 2 weeks, and Caleb and I are going to start working on some cool stuff. We're bringing sports back. That's basically what we're doing.
We're bringing sports back
to the Twitch channel, and we're gonna be playing some games and doing some stuff. It'll start off basic, but we hope to grow it as well. We're gonna start off probably some simple streams of stuff with a little extra spit polish, but then
spit
hopefully
polish.
Build into some hopefully build them up into something cool there soon. But we're gonna play a lot of fun games here real real soon.
I wish Caleb Trevor was gonna be in Athens. Trevor, just come to Athens. Quit your job.
Yeah, take a vacay. It's a perfect time to travel, right?
I am working remotely for the foreseeable future, so.
I mean, you could just come to Athens. Going through an airport might be a little odd right now.
They said that we for sure will not be returning to the office in June, and we might not return to the office in July either.
Man.
Now, Caleb, going to your point there, I would argue, do you think that airports are like, you know, with how, you know, much this is impacting them, that they probably are taking the cleanliness thing pretty seriously? You know what I mean? Like, you have to imagine at this stage, is traveling on an airplane less dangerous than traveling on a train? I guess it's that circulated air and stuff.
It's kind of the same. It's the same kind of thing. It's like, you've got like air running through, and then you're also sitting next to a bunch of people.
Well, you'd imagine that you're not sitting next to people. You know what I mean? You'd imagine that on the flight that you'd be, social.
You hope that you won't be sitting next to people, but
yeah.
But there's also like so much air that like if you're sitting, like it doesn't matter if you're.
It doesn't matter, right? You're breathing, you're breathing the same air as these people.
Yeah. And like the 6 foot rule is like, it's really nominal. Like, I'm not saying that like we should make it smaller or bigger or anything, but it's just like, that's just like kind of a number to give Pete, like the layman, like an amount, like, okay,
yeah, and it's just like a good solid, like, and it's like probably just a safe bet that it's just like, stay that far away, like, you know,
there's also the chance that like, if the person in the very front of the plane happens to have coronavirus or anything else, they like, you could easily get it from the very back of the plane. Like if somebody
just breathing it.
Well, I mean, like, imagine when you're walking out of the plane. It's like, if that first person, like, happened to, like, cough and it can linger, like, on a seat or something, and somebody disturbs it, and it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's definitely possible, but it's also, like, again, like, what we were talking about off stream. It's like, if you're going to Kroger and the person next to you could give it to you, even if you have, like, a cloth mask on, it's like, where do you draw the line in the sand to like acceptable or unacceptable travel.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what, because that's kind of what I'm thinking about. Because it's like I want to go visit my parents, but at the same time, it's like, you know, not right now. But I'm thinking like end of the summer type of stuff. I might want to go down there or something. And I feel like at that point, maybe. I mean, it's just a comfort thing at that point. But anyway, you know, people get enough of that.
People spend so much time gripping so hard to life. Sometimes you just got to roll the dice.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of rolling the dice, have you guys done anything cool? Played anything? Watched anything? Anything exciting in terms of cool stuff going on? Because last week we did trivia, so we didn't really dive into anything that we've been doing, anything we watched or anything like that.
I mean, the last 96 hours of my life has been building a climbing wall, basically.
Which is That's really awesome. Fascinating, by the way. Are you documenting the process at all? I'd like to see at least pictures of it. I mean, not nope. like for the sake.
His phone can't take pictures, Paul.
Yeah, it's actually a bummer. I have a camera, but it's also like a...
What? That sucks. That's a terrible... That's a awful...
I did get it working honestly. Recently, actually. I think, back that up a little bit. It just had too much, like, memory. It was full, and so I had to go through and, like, delete. I think I deleted, like, a gig's worth of, like, pictures and, like, video attachments and bullshit, and then it still didn't work. And so then I deleted a bunch and restarted it, and now it works. But I also didn't want to, like, document it because, one, this is my first time ever doing this, and there's so much content. I don't think it was important for me
I didn't mean in terms of like something for this, just purpose? yeah for your purposes, just a like,
I mean, I've taken pictures of like the frame, you know, like the frame and like the,
I mean, it would be cool to like make a, like it would have been cool if you like, you know, did one of something, not like a how to, just a, hey, I built a climbing wall in my basement type of thing. But like, yeah, those videos, it's like an interesting thing. Cause it's like, you're like, oh, I'm interested in watching this person build a climbing wall. But you know, in reality, I'm not interested in watching him build a climbing wall for 12 minutes, you know, like,
yeah, I mean, it's like a 2 minute highlight video.
Now on the flip side, I know for a fact that Trevor probably watches those videos in those type of veins. And he's probably like, I'm going to pop a thing of popcorn and we're going to learn how to fine polish this, you know, axle on this how car.
Lay concrete countertops.
Yeah. And Trevor's probably...
I will say for sure that I've never Google searched for a video about how to lay concrete countertops. That has not existed in my life up until this point.
That was, I'm not going to lie, that was something I did one time.
Now I'm kind of curious.
It's cool. They polish them and it looks awesome.
This isn't the topic, Trevor, but this, it just randomly popped into my head. And is building a house something like an ultimate goal for you? Is that something like, or do you just want to like own a house and then trick it out? Like you seem like the person that's like, no, I think I might want to do the buy a plot of land and like build it type of thing. I don't know.
Well, there's a couple of things with that. So first, I actually was shopping plots of land down in the middle of down in the middle of nowhere in Utah. And I was like, would this be, I found like, it was like 2 or 3 acres for like 25,000 or like 40,000. And I was like, would this be worth it? Like, could I use it? Could I like rent it out? Like, what could I do with this? But I love the idea of like building, maybe not building the whole house, but building like aspects of it or something like that. But on the flip side,
prefab type thing that like you get the skeleton you can put all the meat in.
Yeah, like maybe that, or
they make kits,
or find like an older house that I could like rip the inside out of and kind of redo it or something. You know, like an older house I like the outside of, kind of a thing. But on the flip side of that, Amanda grew up in a house that was a like quote unquote fixer upper, and it was one of those fixer upper projects where it just never quite got fixed and never quite got to the up part. And so
Trevor Heim would never let that happen though.
Well, so her whole like growing up life was just in a house that was like semi-finished. Like every aspect of it was semi-finished, and so she hates the idea of getting like a fixer upper or getting something that we want to like build onto or build or fix. And I'm like, but it, oh, that would be so cool. And she's just like, no, it'll never get finished. I'm like, I will finish it.
Oh yeah. I have complete faith in
that. That's what I'm saying. I can see it more. That's what I was saying after I asked the question. I see it more of you guys find an older house that like It has that old aesthetic that Amanda, that's where it's going to be the thing, because Amanda isn't going to want the fixer upper, but it's going to be this older style with these like big dope windows and like a good spot for all her like plants and all that stuff and like a yard. And then, dude, I could just see it. You would probably
our,
just be
our
so
conversations when we're walking our dogs.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just like, I literally just see it. It's just like, You've already entered that phase where like you want a Saturday to start at 9 a.m. You want to hear the birds chirping and you just want to put on the tool belt and you're just saying, Amanda, the dogs have been walked. I'm fixing the house. And then just for literally like 3 months, it's just the whole summer. It's just boom, 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 boom. Projects.
Straight up though, a tool belt would be legit. Like this whole time I've been climbing the wall building this wall. I'm always just like,
I'm surprised that's not
my tape measure.
I'm surprised that's not a step that you guys have taken. I feel like tool belts are something that people use.
I build in spurts though. Like I don't, like it's not something I do really often, but then like recently, like I built the bed platform and I built something else. I can't even remember, but then now I'm building like this climbing wall. And so like, I guess I didn't really anticipate all of that. And so, and especially it's like, building stuff is expensive. Get that crappy dog out of the frame.
Oh, dang.
Yuck. I can smell the skunk. That dog, even when she's clean, her natural musk is skunk.
She's fine.
Tell me I'm wrong.
She's been not that bad lately. Honestly, it's actually been she had a bit of a tough couple of weeks. She had some bad stomach problems, and then it got better, but we found out the vet, she's got to get dewormed, so she got hookworms in her.
Ooh.
Unfortunately.
So do you have to put on a big glove and reach up there?
No, I just had to spray some gunk in her mouth yesterday, and then I have to do it again in 2 weeks, and then I have to get another fecal sample.
Tight.
But it was nasty for a bit. She also stepped on glass at like one point, and she was like
okay, there's a lot of glass around.
Oh, dude, honestly, it's just inevitable. Like, it's terrible to say this, but dude, there is just glass, and it's got to be a big city thing. But literally, dude, it's just like if you look hard enough at the ground, like you could just see glass. Like most of the times, it's like not bad, but like lately, there's just been some stuff that's real bad.
You got to get her some of those little hiking shoes, those little dog hiking shoes.
Yeah, I meant get her those over the winter. But then the winter didn't end up being as bad that I thought it was going to be, so I didn't spend the money on them.
We got
some. Have you ever seen a dog wear those who like just isn't used to wearing them, and flop. they flop their. I mean, they flail the front limbs. Like, you put them on the front ones, and, like, it's so funny. It looks like they're constantly high-fiving the ground as they walk, because they bring it all the way up and all the way down.
Right.
That was our dog.
It's all good. She's good, though. She's fine. Other than, because, like, that was the thing. Like, she was having, you know, the bad poops, but she was, like, still dot. She's still eating. You know, she was still doing
dumb. Still not aware of herself.
She's doing it. Honestly, though, one thing that we have found out, because the other thing, she's a little chunky, so I got to stop feeding her so much.
We started schedule feeding Willie, not because of chunkiness, but because, you know, discipline.
I figured this summer, Willie and Dot could just, the fact that I was Willie and Dot should hang out all the time. Yeah, like we're not going to let our two dogs fucking tire each other out. Nope.
Hey, we had a topic. We're 15 minutes in now, but yeah, we did have a topic.
I know. What's the problem with checking up on things?
I think we've checked up enough.
I had a pre-topic that I wanted to bring up, just a random thought.
So we have the 15-minute intro, a little pre-topic section.
This one's just could be, you know, a segment that's never going to exist, but this is just Paul's thought of the cast. Paul's thought cast today. And it's a simple one.
Are you trying to take over like my weekly suggestion?
No. This is completely different. You're suggesting something.
Your shower thought?
This is just the thought of the day. And it's that gushers are possibly a perfect thing. I don't think there's any like fruit snack or anything better than gushers. They're delicious all the time. I think gushers are a perfect thing. Like in terms of like a create, like an like if sure, there's some bad flavors of gushers, but you're going to tell me a pack of tropical flavor gushers is just not delicious. And so that's it. That's all I wanted to bring up before we get into it.
Man, I'm really glad we took that moment.
I'm glad we covered that.
I'd be super bummed out. I do actually.
I do have another topic that relates to the intro that I want to bring up to Caleb here.
I think we should make this episode one, and all the other episodes we should just delete, and then every week we just have a Paul thought, just like that.
I think I may just make that a thing anyway. Maybe that's a great way to end the intro. We end with Paul's thought of the day, thought of the cast. Paul's 15
to 18 minutes in. You give Paul's, me thought.
Yeah, I give you a random thing and then we move on to the topic. But Caleb, I do have to ask, because you were pretty adamant about this. You said it on like four episodes in a row. Did you sit Kelsey down and start Avatar?
Not yet, because it just hit the 15th. And what is
Caleb,
today?
It is the 21st.
We're already halfway through season two right now, Caleb.
Ben just finished
book one last night.
It's so
He's
good.
He's flying through
all.
It.
And it is so good. The reason Kelsey was gone in Virginia, she was with her mom and brother, and she was gone. And then I was like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to surprise her by building a climbing wall. So she left. And like, I had that thought, like literally, like I was like waving goodbye to her. And I was like, oh shit, I could do this now. And so I just like started buying the shit and started building, like just moving stuff around in my basement. And it was like a mad rush. For like, I think she left Thursday night. Friday morning, I started right away. Worked all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday with a lot of not the right tools. Tools are super expensive, and like for the first
and the tool
half
library
of it,
shut down too, right?
Before all this, so then. Devastating. Yes, because
it happened before all this too, right?
So, all right. So for people who don't know, like, there's not a lot of tool libraries across America. I think there's like literally 12.
Whoa.
Is what Ryu said. And so it's like you pay a certain fee for a year. For us, it was only $50, which is incredible. And they have basically every tool you could need and a workshop. And you can just go in and you check out a tool. And like, they've got portable table saws and miter saws. I mean, literally everything you could possibly need. And it's all electric because, you know, I'm sure that there's like, it's a two-stroke weed whacker and somebody pours regular gasoline in and blah, you know, that's just a pain. So it's just plug and play, but they closed down. So like, I think that they just didn't have enough people come in, or I don't know, like maybe they overspent because, you know, they moved, they kind of scaled up. They went from their old location where they were just keeping tools in, you know, those big storage containers that people would like build houses out of. They're like shipping containers. You know what I'm talking about? Paul, you look like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Paul looks like you saw
honestly,
a ghost.
I am not going to lie. It was more so I was checking out something that I finally was curious about on Twitch here. And it's this chat pack power stuff. And it's these little points that you can get. And I realized Trevor has a emote for us. And it's fucking Ben's face. This is awesome.
Is it actually?
Yeah. And me. Look. Wait, I'm locked. I have to sub to fucking get my face. That's
Paul, that's awesome. You are like a 7-year-old with your attention span.
I know, I was paying, but dude, you can't go to the
You were talking about building things and I saw an emote that was my face.
I feel like if that doesn't sum up everything about just like us and especially the three of ours relationship, it's like you two like hands-on building fucking trucks and climbing walls and fucking.
When did we build a truck?
Trevor, you know, built the inside of one.
Okay. I see.
Camping truck.
I'm over here, you know, playing like 36 holes of Mario having Golf Toadstool Tour.
Having insightful thoughts about
gushers.
I thought you were still talking about the
emotes.
I just walk my dog
and that's about it. But I will say,
I think your dog walks you. So I don't know if
actually
you
you'd be surprised
one.
Because this also goes back into the dot thing. I knew I had something else I wanted to say about the dot thing. She actually is really good at pulling you on a skateboard. If you start going on a skateboard, she'll run, and it's actually super fun.
That sounds and so she, dangerous.
Dude, I mean, I just go up and down our street, and like when there's no cars and stuff, she's really good. It's awesome.
She doesn't pull you way too fast?
I mean, I start cooking a little bit too fast for me, but I just hop off the skateboard because I've been trying to learn to skate, and I'm like close to the point where I could do like 3 ollies in a row. I'm getting these ollies. I'm buying a skateboard, man. I'm in. I'm done.
Dude, we just went the other night and bought a skateboard because, well, I have a skateboard that I've had for like ever, And I had a longboard and I left it at my parents' house, and now my sister uses it all the time. But Amanda recently was like, I want to learn to skateboard. And I don't know what spurred it, but she was just like, I want to learn skateboard. So she's riding my skateboard. And then was like, I wish we had two skateboards so that we could ride them together. And so just the other night we went to, actually that shop.
Like, I have a job.
Yeah, no. We went to that shop that we took you to, Caleb, that had like all the used snowboarding gear and stuff like that. They actually sell. Yeah.
Where we saw Dylan.
Yeah. That was the craziest shit. No, but they actually sell used skateboarding stuff there. So we got like a pretty decent little cruiser board that was like pretty cheap. And now that's like Amanda's board. She like covered it with stickers and stuff. And we've been like just in the evenings going and like skateboarding around the neighborhood and stuff. But it's been kind of cool. I like haven't skateboarded since I was like in college probably.
Dude, I'm loving it. Honestly, it's like a really awesome. Fun way to get some exercise in. Like Ian and Will are, they've been skating for years. Like all of my friends have like skateboarding and skiing, like those things, like they always were, like those were their big things while I did, you know, the football and baseball stuff. But like definitely like my best friends, like skating and skiing were definitely
skateboarding. I think is so fucking cool, but I just hate road rash a lot more than I like skateboarding.
Dude, I've slammed a couple of times now, and it's not been so bad. But dude, Caleb, but I'm down to the point where it's like I don't want to do a bunch of crazy stuff though. It's like I'm not gonna like go to a skate park and do a bunch of things. I'm hitting to basically where I'm at. I have one more goal. There's one goal I want to achieve. It's a kickflip. That's it. It's the coolest looking thing, and I want it. There's only one thing I want to do because my buddies Gavin and Yanni, what's up, Faye, are really, really good at skateboarding. So the next time I'm, you know, obviously it's not going to happen the next time I'm in Denver. I don't think I'll get it by the end of the summer, but I just want to roll up first time I see him in, you know, Gavin years, Yanni year, just throw down a kickflip. It'd be the coolest thing ever. They wouldn't believe it.
Honestly, I could see you like working up to it. You get to the point where you're kick flipping like basically 90% of the time where you try to do it.
Fail.
You try to go up for it and you break your wrist right away. Land the wrong way. And Yanni's just like, dude, have you ever tried that before? And you're like, no, I could do it. And he's like, come on, man. Like, you clearly have never done that before.
Yeah, it's we'll see. We'll see. But that's my goal. But anyway, we can get into the topic. That's enough. That's all I had to say. I wanted to catch up on everything, but anyway, you guys had, or who came up with the topic? One of you guys came up with the topic this week.
I think Trevor kind of came up with it.
You can introduce it. So, Trevor, your topic. Wait, but didn't you have a spin on it? Anyway, I'm going to let you guys take over from here. I'm just going to shut up.
Yeah, Paul, you get back there until we want to talk about Gushers. Got it? Trevor, you had said something about, I think it was immortality, right? Like talking about that option. How did that start? Do you remember?
Well,
I remember just
a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Boo!
Amanda and I, we were on a hike and we got to talking about reincarnation and like what the actual rules are of reincarnation. Because we were like, if you're reincarnated, like, do you know that you've been reincarnated or do you not know? Or do you bring with you some like knowledge or do you not bring with you knowledge or whatever? All this stuff, like, would you be able to recognize other people that you knew in a past life? And we just got in this really deep conversation, and she said that she would never want to be immortal because it sounds terrible and it kind of takes away the meaning of life. And I personally think that it would be really cool to be immortal as long as you got to be immortal with other people who were also immortal. Like, if I was just the only immortal person and I just had to watch my friends and family die, like, generation after generation, that would really start to suck, and I feel like life would really suck. So, anyways, that was kind of my idea, is, like, what your guys' thoughts are. We could talk about, like, being immortal, or, like, if you reincarnated, like, what would that be like? And, like, you know, would you bring with you knowledge from a past life and stuff like that? Like,
I have
just kind of some cool stuff.
I think this is really topical. Paul, I see you trying to say something. We haven't gotten to the part about Gushers yet, okay? We will. We will, I promise. This is all leading up to the Gushers.
No, best fruit snack.
Yeah. No, also, we'll get there.
Best fruit snack.
Shout out to Midnight Gospel because that led me to Duncan Trussell's podcast, which is pretty amazing. If you guys haven't listened to it.
I've heard so many good things about that.
Deep shit.
Just before we dive in and let Caleb answer, you liked it? Midnight Gospel? Ended up liking it?
Me or Caleb?
You. I don't think Caleb watched it.
Dude, yes. Loved it. Loved the crap out of it. We've watched it now. I think we've watched most of the episodes at least 3 times now. Because we just like, wow. We're just like, let's just throw it on again and just listen to some real crazy life shit, you know?
Yeah, I think I might go
back to
it.
Is that the one made by some of the creators of Rick and Morty?
No, Adventure Time guy.
Pendleton Ward.
Adventure Time, HBO Max stuff coming like next.
I think the spin that I had put on
also the Snyder cut.
Dude, Trevor, that's a whole other thing. So we'll talk about
that.
You know,
the spin that I had said off of what you were talking about, Trevor, was something I heard. I can't remember exactly where I heard it, but it was like a would you rather. It was would you rather die right now or live another 1,000 years? Because obviously, like those, and so in this scenario that I had talked about with some other people, was definitely like nobody else lives with you. It's just like you live like right now. You can live for another 1,000 years and you'll for sure watch your parents, your siblings, your kids, if you have any, their kids, if you want to stay in touch, you know, like you'll watch everybody die, but you'll also get to live 1,000 years. And I mean, you would probably see some pretty gnarly, awesome shit, but you would also have to endure quite a bit of loss. But then the other option is you could just die right away, which I feel like this...
Wait.
Go ahead.
When you say die right away, do you mean like right this second? Or do you mean like when I normally would have died? No.
You right that moment. Yeah, would you die?
That one's an easy one for me, honestly, I feel like. And it kind of goes into, I guess, the immortality thing and part of what Trevor said. No way. I don't want to die right now. I would take that trade easily. I would on it because I would say, even though it would suck and like what you would have to do, this goes in with the immortality thing. I feel like you have enough time to just come to terms with it. Like I feel like you would just develop such an understanding and appreciation of the cycle of life that even though like you're not taking part of it, like why shy away from all these peoples and all these experiences mm-hmm. that you can have? Whereas I feel like it just would be like the ultimate test of like who you like your maturity or just like your understanding of just like how life
your
is
grasp
supposed to work for
your grasp
most
on the
people.
Cycle and its meaning and why it's a cycle, not a line.
Yeah, because I would rather take 1,000 years and all that opportunity for all the best and greatest moments to happen, you know, mixed in with all of the hardship and the horror, you know, like you said, seeing every, you know, the generations of people that
I would definitely
love and
stop
die,
getting
know,
dogs.
Live and die.
Wouldn't I'm not gonna just cycle through. I think that would be too much.
Because the thing is though, my question would be though for. See, in your case, in Caleb's case, it's a little bit more simple because it's the would you rather, and you have the like choice of it, you know, and it's like someone's telling you like you're either dead right now or you're living 1,000 years. So it's like, okay, I just committed to 1,000 years of life, and I know that I'm going to live 1,000 years.
But
so
I think this would be really.
You know, I wouldn't like what really would change. You know what I mean? Like for you, if you were to take that deal right now, I think I would just more be like, all right. I mean,
I just think we got to the gushers part yet. So I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. Put in your 2 cents in here, but I'll let you keep going.
Imagine the amount of gushers you can eat.
Oh, I see. No, I see.
Especially with the guarantee that you're alive for 1,000 years.
Okay, hold on. How about this? 50 years from now, gushers goes out of business. They stop completely. No competitors start for respect.
Honestly, I have 950 years to recreate the gusher, and I think I can do that.
See, I think this question would be really...
Because think about it. I'm investing money for 50 years. So at that point, even if I just put this money in, I don't touch, I start getting wealthy. You know, I might have to live a long time, you know, just paycheck to paycheck, but I eventually will amass a bunch of wealth. And then if gushers do go out the wayside, then of course, a significant portion of my wealth and resources will go to. And I don't want to rebrand it or anything. I want to Gusher back. I wanted to, you know, get my slice of the pie.
Moving on but from the Gushers.
I want it down to the T. Clones is what we'll create.
This question can be further complicated in so many different ways, though. I like the one where it's like, you live 1,000 years, right? But you're an anomaly, and you either have to choose to, like, people will start getting suspicious when, you know, you all of a sudden you're 125 years old and you look exactly the same, you know, like, if he's in this first situation, I think that you just, you live like, you know, in your 25 year old body or whatever until you get like really close towards the end. Another way that we complicated this was saying that you live, so let's say like the, you know, 1,000 years is equivalent to 100 years, and 800 is equivalent to 80. So right now I'm 25. So I would live in this, or no, wait, I'm 24. So I'm 24 and I would live in this body until 240 years. And then every 10 years you would, every 10 years like you would age 1 year. Yeah. So it's like when you turn 250, you would like look like you're 25 and so on and so forth. And so that means that from age 700 to 1,000, you would be 70 plus years old.
I think.
But again, you have so long to train yourself. I mean, like I just feel like. You see these cases of like older people who are like, you watch these random Facebook videos and it's like, watch this 90 year old dude deadlift 400 pounds.
I watched an 82 year old man climb a wall and I was like, he's actually better than me. So.
Yeah, you know, Trevor, I didn't mean to cut you off either, but I was just saying, like, I feel like, again, with the, it's not easy. I don't want to like make it a minimum. Like, I don't want to minimize the effort that it would take to like get to this level. But you have the time, and it's like, if you have that understanding, then I think that's one thing. But it's like, if you don't know that you're immortal, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where the real like question mark for me is, because if you just keep going on and on and on and on and on, and like eventually you'd probably figure it out. But like, that's I think that would be way harder, like the mental battle you'd have to face to like get to the other side to like, I don't know. I don't want to use enlightenment, but it kind of would be it the same way. Like if you were able to reach like complete peace with just being like, hey, I'm not going to like shy away from people. I'm going to have people come in and out of my life. I know that versus like the, because I just feel like there would be
an immense level of maturity.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, you know, all of us understand that that's how it works now, but there would definitely be the really hard ones that would make it very hard. Like, especially once you've done it so long, but I feel like that's just a lot of time and a lot of opportunity to do a lot of really cool stuff.
So this immortality and like the expiration date of life has really, like, I've been thinking about a lot more because I somewhat recently finished watching the show called The Good Place. I think I mentioned it to you guys a couple times when I was watching it. It's absolutely fucking phenomenal.
I've heard it's good.
Oh, it's so good. It's by the guy, Michael Schur, who actually plays Moe's in The Office, Dwight's cousin, the farmer.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's actually the lead writer on the show, or the creator of the show, and I'm assuming lead writer. But I think that's kind of prompted me to think about this stuff a lot, and I think that it can even freak out a little bit, because I know more recently, like, if you really just sit and process the thought that like you are going to die one day, we're going to get a little morbid here today on the Chat Pat podcast, but like if you really sit
perfect
down and think about it, like, you have these moments where you're like, oh shit, like, because it's so far away, you know, like somebody says, oh, like, we all got to die someday, and you think about it in, you know, fleeting, and you're just like, oh, it's like, yeah, but I'm 24, so it's like, I'm basically never going to die. You know, it's like you kind of push it away, but like, then you think about it and you see people who, you know, pass away, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old. It's just like, you know, you could kind of go whenever. And especially as a young man, you kind of think like you just have this infinite amount of time. It's like procrastinating a project for school. The paper's not due for a week. I know for me, like, a lot of my education, I spent procrastinating, because if it was just something right. I didn't want to do, I would just push it away and I'd get it done. Yeah. But like that, you know, if you live your life like that, it's pretty amazing how, because it's so long in our perception of things. Like, I'm only, again, 24 years old, but it's like, man, my whole life is only 24 years. We're talking about living another 1,000 years. I'd really like to pose that question to somebody who's 75. You know, I know when I've watched yeah. both my grandparents that I was, two of my grandparents were dead before I was born, basically. And then two of them, you know, I watched die when I was in high school, and they were both like, they seemed like, I was never really that troubled by it because they seemed ready. Like, they wanted to go almost, especially my grandma after my grandpa died. Like, both of them were like, right. like, we're happy. We've lived a great life and like, we're tired. You know, like, this is, I mean, this is okay. Like, I especially think when you retire and that community of retirees, I think they kind of focused around like the perfect family life, like in the 70s, you know, like having like the perfect cookie cutter family. And they did a great job of that, my grandparents. But then when you retire as people like them, it's like, I know, like, they were always home. Like, they really didn't do much for the last at least 15, 20 years of their life. I mean, which I mm-hmm. personally, I never want that. You know, it's like, I want to be fit and able to, you know, I watch people at the climbing wall again. Like, there's a dude who's like 68 who I see very regularly go, and Paul, this is gibberish to you, but Trevor, he's climbing 12 A's and 12 B's. And like, dude, that's insane. That is such a hard level of climbing.
There's this guy that I see at our gym that, like, he climbs, like, easily, like, two levels harder than me, like, maybe 11C, 11D, 12A, and he goes up the wall, and then he comes all the way back down the wall.
Oh, you showed me that guy.
With his, like, belayer letting rope out so he can come back down, and I'm just, like, in awe of this guy.
He's
like,
so strong.
I don't have the fitness to do that, and he's just, like, you know, 30 years older than me. He's crushing it.
Probably more. I remember that guy. You pointed him out. 30, 40. He's probably like 60s, right? Like early 60s, late 50s. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's just...
Yeah. I mean, that's 30 years older than me.
Okay, math is not my strong suit, you know?
See, I think that it's an interesting point to bring that up, though, Caleb. Like, if you were posed that hypothetical when you were at a way later stage in life, I think your answer would flip for sure. But I'm just saying, where I'm at right now, I want to get to that stage where your grandparents were, to be like, yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah, like, but that's the thing is, like, the human brain, if it's not changing, you know, do you get tired after 70 years?
Yeah, but you gotta
understand. Or, like, you know, because if nothing else is changing but your body... You know, like, what happens if you make that decision to live for another 1,000 years, and at 75, you're like, man, I'm just tired of this. And then you have another 925 years to go, you know?
See, but I feel like again, it would be hard. Like, I think you would take a lot of it, but I feel like with the time frame, and again, I think the big difference is the idea of you knowing that you have the time on the clock versus not knowing that you have the time on the clock. Because I feel like if you don't know, and you get to that point when you're older, you get to that point where you're tired and you're like, I just literally want to fucking die. Like, you know, or like, what is going on? Like, this is terrible. You know, what is, like, I feel like you'd have that freak out way later on versus, like, again, if you're the Grim Reaper pops up or whatever, you know, the guy who's making the deal with you, and he's like, you're either coming with me right now, or you're staying here for 1,000 years. And if I'm, you know, still again here, like, I still would take that, man. I mean, you would have to just go through a lot, but I feel like eventually you would get to, like, this mental state, you'd hope.
And well, and I'm just playing devil's advocate, you know, because kind of, I know for me, boom, right away, I don't die right now. I live another 1,000 years. Like, I know some people, I don't know. I guess I really love life in general, you know, and like, there's plenty of people who don't, you know, like, and I can, mm-hmm. I can sympathize with those people, but I truly can't empathize. Like, I've never been in that place. Thank goodness. Like, I'm a very lucky, very lucky person. But like, I think of all the languages I could learn. Like, I think of all the, like, there are so many different cultures that, like, and that's like my true passion at the core. Like, I love playing music, I love rock climbing and being an outdoorsy person, but like, my true passion is like cultures, and like, that's why it's so important to me
to live in a Latin American country, like in this upcoming years. I'm hoping that that's what Kelsey and I end up going to do, just because it's a different way of seeing life, you know, learning another language and being in another culture. Like, it's even a different way of thought. Like, the Spanish language is so much less personal than the English language. There's so much less I and mine, and so much more like we and like the, you know. It's, and you could,
well, people, yeah, and you'd have to travel.
Oh yeah, you would, no way, like, you know, you could live your whole 1,000 years
once
in one country.
once because that would be really fascinating, because that's the thing, man. It's like, once your generation, you know, quote unquote, like that era of like the connections and the people and all that stuff, like once you've run that course, it's like, again, all right, I'm moving on to the
next
place.
Can you imagine what technology is going to look like in 800 years?
Exactly.
Holy shit.
Be crazy.
Yeah. See, Elon Musk is going to be immortal, and he's going to have brain chips that post to Twitter. It's going to be wild. Right.
We need more.
Well,
of that.
I mean, we also want the brain chips to stop Alzheimer's, so I guess there's some give and take.
Yeah. the real question would be, though, like keeping like your identity. You know, like, it would be like, would you get like, how long until the government's?
Yeah.
Like,
see, I think that's, you know, an like interesting one.
Style. That's
like, would you start getting operated on or some shit, like?
That's what I was going to say is like...
And would you willingly let them, you know, because that's the other thing. Would you let them study?
Not the government. Fuck them. But like somebody who is not a total...
Some random mad scientist, though.
Yeah. Like, man, I don't know.
No, like, that's what I was thinking. You were talking about like basically if every 1 year now became like 10 years and, you know, I could be 240 and be 24 and 250 and be 25. Like, I would definitely acquire one of those machines that prints out the IDs that they have like at the DMV, and I would just be like making identities and printing out shit. I'd maybe even print out passports and stuff. I'd be like a secret agent or something. I'd have 1,000 years to perfect being a secret agent.
A counterfeiter, I think, is actually what you were trying to say.
A regular Creed Bratton.
Or I would get put in jail for life, and then that would kind of suck because I'd spend 1,000 years in jail.
See, because that's the other thing. You don't want to get, yeah, you can't be getting thrown in jail. Like, that would suck. Unless if you were like, you know what? I'm going to do a little grand theft. You know, I'm going to steal something. I'm going to get like 10 years. I'm just going to go see what life is like on the inside.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is like if that. This live 1,000 years, like, are you immortal? Like, if you get
never
shot.
That.
Are you still going to die? Are you going to heal?
Yeah, because see, that's definitely... Because
if the Grim Reaper's saying you're staying, you know, like, he's the one who controls that.
And and if that's the case, scythe. I'm ripping motorcycles. I'm fucking doing backflips off of ski jumps. Like, because if I got that guarantee that I'm hanging around and I just got to recover, it's like,
whatever. I don't know. I think I already do the ballsy things. I think I would just do big wall climbing more. That's about it.
But at the same time, though, I wouldn't want to like screw myself over, and then wouldn't be able to walk for the whole time.
I was gonna say, Paul's gonna break every single bone in his body and not die. He's just gonna be stuck like that for 800 years.
He's gonna have crazy arthritis.
Just live in the ventilator for my whole life, the iron lung.
Oh man, for 1,000 years.
That's an interesting one, man. I don't think that. Oh, dude, we saw an iron lung at when Ben had his I like an art display and like an art show, his class.
Oh, pardon me.
I bored myself with my own story.
Well, I mean, you're not talking about country, so how could you really pay attention?
Anyway, it was at the Museum of Surgical Sciences, so it had a bunch of artifacts of like surgery and stuff, which was very cool, but also very terrifying at the same time. That's just horror movie stuff.
Did you see any like lobotomy bullshit?
Oh, yeah, like scalpels and like saws that they would use to cut open people's heads and like hammers to crack the skulls. And ugh.
Scalpels.
It was a lot. It was a lot, but it was really cool. It was a lot. JT Bruno in the chat says, Paul doing a backflip off a ski jump.
I mean, that's something.
It will never happen. Yeah. That's never going to happen. I don't have any flip.
Like, I'd like to do a backflip on
flips
a snowboard
and spins
one day.
And stuff. Dude, I have one of my buddies that I grew up with. He grew up the street from me, dude. This guy, he's just the definition of a kid that just goes out and does it. He'll go to the skate park and he shreds. He's so good on a skateboard. And he just goes up, backflips out of bowls while chugging a beer. Legitimately. Like, that's what he does. And he's like a plumber. He just goes and does plumbing things. And then he just goes to the skate park and just shreds. or goes and skis.
Just goes and does plumbing things.
Okay. Just plumbing things. Plumbing and shredding.
Are you talking about like Mario?
Is this Mario Skate? Why haven't they made Mario Skate? Come on, Nintendo.
It was in Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games 2020.
That's not Mario Skate, a dedicated game.
Because I don't think that definitely would not have a big enough audience. They need to make Mario Baseball 3 before they do that.
Wouldn't have a
big enough audience. Speaking of skateboarding stuff, did you guys see the exciting skateboard video game news?
Yeah, Tony Hawk is getting remastered, bro.
Dude, it's looks crazy. Great. Pro Skater 1. It's hard to play pro. Like I have Pro Skater on my N64, and it's hard to go back to. We didn't really figure it out, but I think once we got it a little bit, but it's still fun. But it looks very.
I definitely
very
want
cool.
to live 1,000 years if I was cool. Tony Hawk. Could you imagine how good he'd be?
You could get so good at skateboarding.
Dude,
I mean, he's already pretty freaking good.
Speaking of people doing crazy things, I saw a video of Tony Hawk. I think he was like in the video, he was like 52 or something like that, or 55, and he landed a 900 still.
Oh, yeah.
On the
yeah, he still shreds. He still shreds.
Come on.
I love all the stuff that happens on the internet when it's just like the screenshots or just like his Twitter when it's just like him tweeting and it's just like him going through TSA and it's like, hey, you look like that really famous guy. And he's like, yeah, Tony Hawk. And he's like, yeah, exactly. And he's like, yeah, I am Tony Hawk. And then the guy's
whatever.
Like, nah, you're not Tony Hawk. Whatever.
And his ID.
He's like, hands him his ID. It's like,
oh.
The one that's a little risque that I like is the one where it's like this GIF and it's like my face when I have to kill Tony Hawk during the race war. And it's like this guy like crying. And then Tony Hawk was like, thanks. I at least appreciate the hesitation.
That's
pretty good. It's funny. Tony Hawk's a good guy. Someone tweeted out today. They were like, if you polled like a bunch of people, Tony Hawk would probably be one of the rare instances of a person that would pull very high with like a huge amount of people. Like
talk about across races.
Especially across the U.S. But like, if you were to be like,
well, who doesn't like
Tony
Hawk?
I would.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, like who does? And he's cool. He like does.
I think
cool
anybody
stuff.
Who's like the maximum,
games.
Like Tiger Woods, same thing. Like who the fuck doesn't like Tiger Woods? Like, well, he didn't cheat on his wife.
Some people don't like Tiger Woods because I used to like LeBron James. I definitely don't like
LeBron James anymore.
Why is that?
You're crazy.
Because he pulled some bullshit when the Beijing riots were happening and he just came out like in full support of the Chinese government, and it's literally just because the like China makes so much money or pays so much money through the NBA that like it like, when you side with like a super oppressive government for money rather than like a people who are trying to free themselves from said government, bro, fuck that dude's an asshole.
I forgot that happened, actually.
Yeah, understandably that. No. So, but on the flip side,
there's
you're
no
going to completely neglect... All right, just completely neglect everything he's done for any community in the United States, then. We'll just take that and just...
PR stunts.
Throw it out there. It's a PR stunt, opening a school for a bunch of kids that didn't have the opportunity, and then all of the kids throughout the first year
That's
of the school
like somebody,
like absolutely crushed
somebody
it.
Somebody like me going and spending $10. Like that dude has so much money.
But he's doing it all over, and he's giving back to way more communities. He's obviously misinformed when it comes to that thing, but no one's going to be perfect in that sense. I mean, to say that he's just an asshole is honestly just a pretty blatantly ignorant thing to completely ignore the rest of it because of one thing, of a foreign policy thing that he doesn't understand.
I mean, like,
yeah, but at the same time, like, does that negate it for him not having a complete grip and understanding of
like when you are
something
at that
as complex
level,
as foreign relations in China? Like, also when you have like versus like, you know, I don't know, bringing opportunity to the youth of the country.
Chetpak is over the hill with episode 41, and we are arguing about politics now. Welcome to the fucking show, people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, it happens. But it's good conversation to have.
Can I just say,
I think politics
we have all
like
these
sports.
Billionaires and gazillionaires that like do all sorts of like they have like charity works and foundations and like LeBron opened a school and all of that. And I just love that Jeff Bezos doesn't even try to give a fuck about any of that. He's just like, fuck all of you. I have the most money and I don't care. Like, I'm not trying to make a public image or anything. Like, this is just well, this.
You don't get
like,
to be the richest person in the world by giving it away.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we know that for sure.
It's just crazy to me. Anyways.
I don't know. Yeah. It's the complexities of the world, you know, and the world around us. But anyway, we are getting close to the end of the show. We're a little short though, so I don't know what else do we got going on. Actually, Trevor, let's completely switch gears from a highly intense political conversation to actually, you know, some would say this is also very controversial. Tell me what your thoughts about the Snyder Cut are.
About the Snyder Cut? Oh man.
Caleb, do you know at all what we're talking about when we mean the Snyder Cut? So Zack Snyder was the original director for the Justice League movie when DC was making all of their live action movies.
And he did Batman versus Superman.
Yeah,
and
he did Batman versus Superman.
Did he do Man of Steel?
Did he do? No, he might have.
I think he might have. So I don't know, but he did a couple. Regardless, of them. He did a couple of them, and then he did Justice League.
Yes. And then Justice League, he did a bunch of stuff, and then he was removed as the director, like in post production. So like a lot of the movie had been made.
I actually think he stepped down because
His daughter died.
Yeah, his daughter died.
Yeah, and then so Justice League came out, and it was utterly trash. It was an abysmal movie.
The movie was horrible.
And now a lot of because it's a bunch of hodgepodge stuff that doesn't make sense. But now everyone HBO's big thing, and there was a big movement on the internet #release the Snyder Cut, which had a lot of good intentions, and then there was a lot of like crappy people involved in it too. But classic internet scenario. but now HBO Max as like one of their big things is they are releasing the Snyder Cut version of Justice League and next year. But it's interesting though because it's like right, Trevor. It might be 4 hours or it might be a 6-part. Miniseries, and they're putting $20 to $30 million.
Oh my god!
Into just a Snyder Cut, like so. I don't know what they're all gonna do with that $20 to $30 million. Like what they're like, what all that means, and what that money goes for. There's never really like it's. Well, they're just redoing a whole movie, basically.
Well, I know there was a lot of stuff that like I know there was a ton of stuff that Zack Snyder shot that didn't get didn't make it to the final cut. Of the original cut, but I also know that there was a lot of like I think there was a whole like character arc that didn't even make it in, and they're gonna like CGI a bunch of stuff for that and all sorts of stuff. So I'm sure that they're blowing a bunch of money just like completing some of the like stuff that didn't really get completely, you know, made to the end. But part of me I don't mind Zack Snyder. I think he's like a good director and everything. And like, I love what he did with The Watchmen and all that. But like, part of me kind of wants it to be even worse than the original Justice League, just so that all these people that have been like fighting so hard for this for like however long. I don't like when did Justice League came out? Like 2 years ago or something?
Yeah, 2-3 years ago at this point, I think.
Like, if the DC fans fought so hard for this for the last 2 years, that HBO finally caved and is letting Zack Snyder make like his final version cut that he wants, and then it ends up being not any better than the original or even worse, that would just be like poetic. Like, so it'd be crazy.
Is he
to
just
me.
Moving around like the clips?
Well, that's honestly, re-recording? Dude, that's the big question because. They did say they might be bringing people back to record additional dialogue, but like, I don't know if they're going to reshoot anything. I don't know if they're doing like what that really, because it's crazy because it's not just it's not like his, because the whole thing with the Snyder Cut for a long time is they were saying like this cut of the movie existed, like this movie version, like this version of Justice League existed, and they just wanted this version to be released. But that's not what's happening here with this HBO thing. They're pouring additional money into it and, like, you know, recording more stuff. So it's like, in reality, it's kind of like a re-release of a different movie in a sense, too, because it's like $20 to $30 million. Like, that's what does that go towards?
Well,
you know, because
did you watch like the live stream that they had the other day?
No, I didn't watch it.
like I caught part of it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but Zack Snyder was saying that like basically, well, first off, he was saying that only like a fourth of his original stuff made it into like the theatrical cut that we saw. And so there's a ton of stuff that he supposedly worked on that didn't make it. And I think what you're saying about the Snyder cut existing was that he did have like a rough cut of the film that, you know, it wasn't fully, you know, the CGI wasn't fully done and, you know, whatever stuff like that. But he had like a rough cut done that they showed to like, you know, behind the scenes people or whatever early on in production. But then once he left and the new director stepped down, they kind of scrapped that whole thing and did like their own thing with it. But
they reshot a bunch of stuff after he left, didn't they?
Yeah, then the new director reshot a bunch of stuff. But I was watching some of that live stream, and in Zack Snyder's own words, he said that this will be an entirely new experience that'll be like separate from the theatrical Justice League. So I think they're kind of like, it's almost like when Disney bought Star Wars and they said all that other stuff's not canon anymore. I think DC is just being like, that Justice League's not canon anymore. We're going to go with this whole new
experience. Do you think that's what's going to happen, though? Like, because they've made movies after the Justice League, it's going to be way more hard to
connect it in.
Not like, yeah, you know what I mean, right? How, like, how do you connect that universe in the way that you've already built off of? And like, plus there was stuff like Suicide Squad that was supposed to have better tie-ins and stuff. So it's like, this seems like this is the alternate universe. This is the Dead Rising 2 off the record, not Dead Rising 2, the canonical sequel. You know, that's the off-put, the entertaining one, the what-if scenario where Frank West is the protagonist of Dead Rising 2 instead of Chuck Green. But it's, you know, it's just...
Aren't they rebooting Suicide Squad? They're making like a brand new Suicide Squad?
They are doing that. That is true.
And then
with Guardians of the Galaxy, dude. He's doing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and then they've got and Robert Pattinson's
Batman. After he got Guardians 3 back, he didn't... Yeah, and then there's that, too. There's that. But the question is, like... But what does that mean for Robert Pattinson's Batman? I mean, we have Ben Affleck. At least in this Justice League. Does this Justice League then end with Ben Affleck, you know, retiring as Batman? Or do we just... Or is Robert Pattinson's Batman, I believe, isn't it going to be like the Joker? It's its own thing.
Yeah, it was supposed to be just its own story, kind of like the Joker. There's like rumors it could tie into the Joker somehow or something. But I have heard that this like Snyder cut would be the end to Ben Affleck's Batman story. But how funny would it be
Ben Affleck's.
If they just went and like recut it with like, and they just kind of superimposed Robert Pattinson in there? They just kind of stick his head on Ben Affleck, and they're like, it's Pattinson now. We don't know.
Batfleck.
I really liked Ben Affleck's Batman. I just hated Batman versus Superman, and I hated Justice League.
I mean, he did a fine Batman, but I didn't like the very murdery take on Batman that he took. But it was also, like, if you look in the theme of Batman versus Superman, Batman's kind of lost it at that point. Like, he doesn't really have the code and the creed. That's why he's not really... Yeah. Superman is his only real true enemy at that point. And anyone that's going to get in his way, like, he's taking him down. But, I don't know. I'll watch it.
Speaking of which, we've been rewatching Avatar, right? And we got through, like, book one. And I realize it's a show for kids, essentially, awesome. But it's like, it's a really good, really deep, like, well done story.
Oh my god, the character development, the story,
like, kids. The amount of like kind of feminist plot lines is really, like, I guess I never realized that, but like, it's like really really strong in that department, which is awesome.
There's a lot of really strong female characters throughout the whole, like, book one. I mean, they really don't hold back. I mean, most of the best characters, and honestly,
my
when
favorite
you think
character
about it too,
in the whole show
they
is
introduced
Toph.
In the first season, some of the best warriors.
And Toph is just awesome, and she's like, you know, a little on the outside, like a meek little girl, and then she turns out to be like just a stupid powerhouse earthbender. It's like, sorry if you haven't seen it, it's super old.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I was going to say, maybe we should be careful with spoilers because it's having a resurgence nowadays with people. Because I haven't, because Will hasn't seen it, and we were going to watch it all together, but I'm going to hopefully get to my rewatch soon, like my personal one. Ben's been watching, I've been catching a few episodes, but I'm going to watch myself here soon. Trevor, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, speaking of the Batman, you know, Batman doesn't kill people type thing, we've been watching Avatar, and we probably were like 3 or 4 episodes in, and then now we've like finished the first season, and I had this thought of, man, this is kind of like out in Pokemon. Like, the Pokemon are always, like, unconscious. Like, they never actually die.
They're not dead.
It's like, every person that, like, you know, Aang comes up and fire blast shit whips this dude off this mountain, and he goes shooting down into whatever. I'm like, that dude's fucking dead. There's no way that guy's not dead.
But they're later, like, in the episode, you just see him scratching his head.
There's the scene of them, like, shaking off the snow. Yeah. Like, they're, like, in the snow, and they're, like, shake it off, and they're like,
whoa, what the heck? That guy's so powerful. It's like, what?
I had that same thoughts too. But also special shout outs to the cabbage guy. Poor the guy whose cabbage stand always gets busted.
That's
that
fantastic.
Show.
It's a great
anyway, bit. let's get ready to wind down the show here. What do you guys, final thoughts, closing thoughts? Caleb, let's start with you. How do you want to close down the show on your end? What do you want the people out there to know?
I want people to know that while buying lumber for a climbing wall is surprisingly cheap, buying the climbing holds for the wall is shockingly expensive. Shocking.
Do you mean those are the rocks, wall. Right? For the layman's rocks, term, yeah. Those are the rocks.
Yeah. You bolt in.
Yeah.
Why not just get some rocks, some real rocks, and then just drill some holes in them, and you know,
people do those.
I mean, I guess you could, but you'd have to also drill holes in the rocks, which isn't exactly probably a simple process.
Especially that sounds like a really like simple process. Drill rock. That's how science
you know,
works.
I'm
definitely
going
to
end up
work.
Making a bunch of my
Caleb's.
Holds.
That's what I was going to say. You actually can make your own holds like out of wood and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's pretty
it's
fun.
Like the, because obviously, like we don't have a big fancy gym here in Ohio like Trevor does in Salt Lake City, Mister. Some of the best gyms in the world over there, but.
They've been closed for like 3 months.
Yeah, that is a bummer. But so like we in like the little climbing gyms in my friend's garage and attic that I've gone to, you know, for the past couple of years, they've built most of their holds, or not most, but I'd say like probably 30% of them are like wood or PVC pipe. Like you can take the PVC pipe and you put like I think they make like these stickers that are like sandpaper, you know? And so that you can like put like sandpaper to like a block of wood and then like use that. But like instead you put it on like PVC pipe or wood. And so you have like a grippy surface, you know? Yeah.
Dang.
So yeah, that's how I want to end it. Is that if you're building your own climbing wall, don't forget to factor in how ridiculously, stupidly expensive rock climbing holds are.
Trevor?
My final thoughts are midway through the show, my dog started throwing a bouncy ball around and it made some crazy noises that some people might hear on the recorded stream. And I took the bouncy ball away from her and she went and found a fucking another one and started throwing it around too. And I don't know where all these bouncy balls are coming from in my house.
Wait, I almost forgot to give my suggestion for the week. This is my product suggestion. I can't remember what I gave last week. I think, was it the headphones? The Arctis Pro wireless?
I don't think you did.
No, I
have
did it
done
last
anything
week.
In a long time.
That was the first time. I'm pretty sure.
On the trivia show.
Anyway, this week. Anyway. It's definitely the 5-pointed screwdriver tip, not the Phillips head, not the flat head, not the square head. I don't even know if anybody uses those. The 5-pointed star or whatever it is never strips out. I mean, it does, but like I haven't stripped. I built this whole wall and I haven't stripped a single drill bit.
Torque screws.
There we go.
I have a set of Torque screwdrivers.
Is that what they're called?
Torque?
It's like T-O-R-X. It's like a little star bit.
Yeah, Torque screws. Those things are awesome. That's my suggestion of the week. Maybe you'll get one in another 3 weeks.
There we go. My closing thought is go get you a pack of Gushers. Go get you a box
that
of tropical fruits.
Sounds suspiciously
don't get the ones
like
with the strawberries.
Suggestion.
They sell just tropical fruits. Go and get a box of Gushers.
This episode brought to you by
but anyway,
Fruit Gushers.
Thank, Thank you all so much for joining us here on another great episode of the Chat Pack Podcast. Caleb and I will refrain from yelling at each other about things that
never got heated. That was all you.
That much about. And
I'm putting all the blame on Paul.
You can follow us on Instagram now at Chat Pack Live and on Twitter at Chat Pack Live. You can also follow us right here on Twitch, twitch.tv/chat_pack. New episode posts every Monday on your streaming platform of choice, so go out and enjoy over 40 episodes of the Chat Pack Podcast available for you to listen to on your streaming platform of choice. We'll be back with another great episode next week, and like I said at the beginning of the show, Caleb and I working on some things here real, real soon for you guys to check out. Some good classic video game action coming your way. It's probably like the 70th time I've promoted video game stuff on this show, and this time it'll actually come true. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for another wonderful show, and for all of you out there listening and watching, we will catch you on the flippity flip.